Kristen, the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. It's always a delight to go onto Facebook and find people who really just dislike each other in a huge way that they throw it out there in front of millions of people to watch.
To watch, read, you know, criticize, comment, give their own take on the situation. Oh, gotta love the internet.
Gotta love it! And that's why we're here. Today we found a great fight between three people, Gabrielle, Brent, and Roslyn. Of course, we will read this fight out word for word because that's what's fun about it. And then Gabrielle and Roslyn have decided to come on air, see if they can hash it out. We'll find out first, but let's do this this awesome fight that they have. So I'll be Gabrielle.
Okay, and I will be Roslyn.
And then I'll be Brent. Very cool.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so this the craziest shiz I've ever seen. So finally met Roslyn's family, and I thought it went pretty well. But I literally just had a sheriff knock on my door giving me a restraining order from her grandma. Is that even legal? What's wrong with her?
I don't know, dude. What did you even do to her?
Nothing, bro. I even wore both my good polos. Now I have to deal with this. It's so dumb.
Gabrielle, calm down. It's just my family. My grandmother didn't like you, I guess. She thinks you're arrogant. It's just her way of disapproving. It's not a big deal.
How is that not a big deal? I literally have a legal document saying I can't go within 300 feet of your grandma, who, by the way, lives in your house. So how am I going to see you?
I can just come to your place. Duh.
What's a car? And the only way I could pick you up is down the block. This is not how normal people do things. Your grandma is a psycho.
Hey, don't talk shiz about my mama. She's lived a hard life, and I think she just overreacted a bit. I mean, you have to admit, you're wearing two pops collars, which is, you know, kind of dumb.
Hey, leave my polos out of this. They're rough worn, dude. If your grandma can't recognize class when she sees it, then I don't want to deal with your family.
Luckily, you don't have to, and you keep up with that attitude, and you won't have to deal with me either.
Whew. Wow. Grandma fighting. Okay. Well, there you have it. So, Gabriel, what is going on, my man?
Man, I do not know. This woman's family is insane. I got a restraining order served against me. That's serious.
By granny.
by, of all people, yes, her grandmother.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Her grandma.
It is pretty funny, though. I mean, grandma's a pistol.
So you said it was your first time meeting your family. Have you guys been dating very long then? Or
I mean, we've been dating about 6 months, and it's been going pretty well. You know, so I figured, you know, like, got to introduce me to the family. I try to put on my best look, and, you know, I'm not like an impolite person. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what I could have done to deserve a restraining order. I mean, this is insane.
Roslyn, girl, I mean, seriously, why doesn't your grandma like him?
Right?
Because, you know, this is the thing. He's not taking any responsibility for what the day was like and how he was when he was there. Like, I mean, he was, like, telling her how she should be doing things around her house. Like, he would, like looking around and being like, oh, you do your recycling like this? I think you should do it like that. Oh, you're making gravy like this? I think you should make it like that. Like, he was just in her business, really arrogant, talking about himself, like, kind of, I think, just expected that everyone would be super excited to get to know him, and not understanding that, like, you know, he needs to try and get to know them, too, and then not come in and act like he's been a part of the family all that time. Like, that's something you earn.
Plus, you
Gabriel.
you never touch a grandma's gravy, honey.
Right. Uh-uh. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
It was from a can.
Oh! Okay. Well.
Oh, well, you know.
No, she doctors it up. I mean, but it's not even about that. Like, he just felt she felt like you were, like, just really aggressive. That's why the restraining order thing. And then when she kind of tried to tell you to back off and you got all mad, like, she thought you were, like, creepy and weird. And you were acting kind of creepy and weird. I mean, you don't act like that when we're together, but I don't know why you wait till we get around my family.
Right.
I mean, it's my family, Gabriel. Like, I mean, how do you expect to have a relationship with someone if you don't get along with their family? I wouldn't, like, be with someone and then be like, oh, I never get to see my family again.
Yeah, weirdo.
You know?
Well, I want to show
Nobody
up around your family
it.
And look like, you know, some sort of, like, weak guy who's just like, oh, you know, sweet, like, whatever you need, whatever you want. You know, I wanted to show them that, like, I'm the type of person to take care of you. I'm assertive. You know, I'm not just, like, sitting back. And,
alpha male.
You know.
But there's a difference between, like, assertive and obnoxiously aggressive. I mean, I feel like you don't get the difference between that. Like, it's one thing to, like, say nice things like, yeah, you know, I want to take care of her, blah, 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 blah. It's another thing to walk in there and act like you own someone's house when you're walking in for the first time.
Well, here's the question, Rosalind. Do you back your Grammy or are you going to back Gabriel? I mean, right. Where is this going to end?
You know what? Here's the thing. This is what's interesting. I would have backed him if he had taken any responsibility. I would have, like, backed him and defended him, but he didn't. And I think that's actually the bigger problem. Mm. Like, I don't want to be with someone who doesn't own their stuff, like, who doesn't own their mistakes and who can't be like, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Like, that's, like, what's bothering me, I think, more than anything about this has been, like, you know, you go somewhere and maybe you don't act your best or whatever, but then to sit there and be like, oh, it's everybody else, it's not me.
Right.
That's a bad sign, because someday it's going to be
against
him.
Did you guys ever see Meet the Fockers? It kind of felt like that.
Oh, well, you know, that sounds like it's a fun situation,
get
though.
Get ready for another restraining order.
Why
so
not?
I had to felt like I had to stand up for myself. This family was intense, so I wasn't trying to be just like a pushover. Right. And then it's even crazier to me that she's saying now, oh, like, you know, why were you so assertive? And, you know, and like, I was just trying to hold my ground in that crowd.
Well, I think it's time, Gabriel, you invited Rosalind over to your place and meet your family and see how that'll go.
I don't have any desire to meet his family at this point. Awesome. I don't know that I want to go do that.
I was going to say, I think this relationship might be over. I don't know.
I don't know. It sounds like
I'm not thinking that this is going to be good for much longer here because my family is a lot more normal than this.
Oh,
really? I mean, so why don't you just tell me this, Gabriel? If I walked in and I, like, totally started criticizing everything that they were doing and being really aggressive, you know, with stuff and, like telling them how they should train their dog and, like, you know, how they should parent their kids and doing all the stuff that you were doing when you were at my house, how do you think they'd react? Would they be like, wow, she's, you know, she's what a great assertive, smart girl. She's got a real head on her shoulders. That they would be like, what a pushy
Oh, wow. You know who I think you would be good with, Rosalind? I think you'd be good with Shady.
I don't know about that.
You don't think so? Oh, all right. Well, I tried.
You scary, girl.
Okay.
You scare me.